So, I'm trying to think of where to start this tale. Okay. All right, okay. All right, here's where we go. So, a year and a half or so ago, I guess, me and my buddy David Watkins began, like, felt called to, like, just go pray for a living. And so, I thought that was real weird. The Lord's had me take, like, some homeless trips in the past. And so we decided we'd do that. So I took David and discipled him. And we ended up going 30,000 miles in about 18 months and went from here to Michigan, down to Florida, and to UCLA, kind of everywhere in between. And just, for real, that was all we did. We just prayed. And it was awesome because I was getting ready to leave. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is pointless. Like, I'm just going to go pray. Like, I'm not going to go preach or sing. Like, felt like prayer is always a means to the end of something. You know, like, you pray before you eat, you pray before you preach, you pray before everything, but you never, like, nobody ever prays just for the sake of praying. And I was like, man, this is weird. And I've got a buddy named Jaron who doesn't say intelligent things very often, but this time he did. And he was talking to me, and I was like, Jaron, this just seems weird, dude. Like, I don't know, it just feels like there's got to be something else other than just prayer. And he goes, Kurt, you really think you're going to get to heaven and find out you prayed too much? And I was like, Jaron, that's a rare wise moment for you. And so it was awesome because I was like, man, it's so true. Like, I'm not going to get to heaven and find out I prayed too much. And so we did. We just decided we'd devote our lives to prayer for a year and a half. And so we drove around, and like we ended up, like, we'd stop at a lot of places, just campuses, and hang out in prayer rooms all the time. So finally one day we stopped at this church in Nashville, and I won't tell you the name of the church because it doesn't end well for this church, but so we go in, it's a big church, we walk in, just ask if we could serve. You know, we're like, man, can we just serve you in some way, just do some manual labor, anything, just whatever, just want to serve you guys. So we walk in, and the people at first were real nice, and they gave us some stuff to do. And it was cool because I've come out of like years of just hating church, you know, just really despising church a lot, and especially pastors, unfortunately, just because the poor examples I've seen. I feel like I've seen more pride in pastors than I see in most other occupations that are of the world. And so just been really devastated just by what I've seen in pastors. So we go into this church, we serve for free for like an hour, it was awesome, and afterwards walk in the sanctuary, and we just walked in to pray. And so I go in, and there's a piano over on the side, so I sit down at the piano for a bit, and I'm hanging out, and I just start playing some chords, and then just like singing over top of it, whatever it was that I felt like the Lord was going to have me sing and pray over these, over the people of this church. And he had me start praying over their shepherds, over their pastors, and I just got wrecked for their pastors. I mean, fell in love with these guys just singing over them. So I'm sitting there singing on the piano, like falling in love with these pastors the whole time. And finally, after about 15 minutes, one of them walks in the back, and I was like so excited. You know, I was like, oh, here's one of these pastors that I've been like falling in love with, you know. And so he comes in the back, and in his defense, my buddy, I think, was asleep on the front pew at this point, but he came in, and he just came in to kick me out. And I was like, man, it was just hard because I was like, ah, God, I was like praying for him. I like was in love with this guy and all this stuff. But he kicked me out. So we left, and it was ironic because we went to another school a little bit north of Nashville, West Dakota University. We're hanging out in the Wesley Foundation. And I just kind of sat down at the piano and started playing the chords again and singing and continuing to sing. The Lord finished the song. And it's cool because the song is about the redemption of the kind of churches that would kick people out for praying in them, you know. And I don't know, it's beautiful, and it's redemption as much for me as it is for that pastor. But it's a song called Revival Song, and so yeah. And it is, there's some parts in it that you're gonna be like, no wonder they kicked you out. And oh, I'll tell you this part real fast. Okay, there's a part in it where it says, once I closed my eyes, I saw the church on fire. And that really happened. It was really cool. I had this vision, and I didn't used to think I had visions. I didn't really believe in visions. And then one day I realized, like, I was trying to explain away all these visions I was having. I was like, all right, Kurt, just give in and admit you have freaking visions. They're in the Bible. It's okay. And so I was like, all right, I'm having visions. So I had this vision of, it was me, and I was like a little boy, and there was just this giant hand on my back, and I could tell it was like the Lord's hand. And I was standing next to a church, and it was like all up in flames. Like the church was like on fire. But I could tell it wasn't like an actual church. It was like representative of the body of Christ as a whole in America. And I was sitting there next to it, and I had like this match in my hand, and I was smiling real cheap, and I was cheesing real big like this. So this match, and like the Father's hand was on my back, like he was this real proud papa. And and it was cool, and it was like I'd lit the fire. And I think that's plenty of preface.
I saw your glory coming on the clouds today. Now that was merely the reflection of your bride's face. Watch the earth melt like wax beneath your gaze. All else faded in the light of. All else faded in the light of. All else faded in the light of. All else faded in the light of love. Heard the word revival on the news today. Even the wise cried glory, earth just stood amazed. I felt heaven drip a little bit on my face. Kingdom came down in the light of. Kingdom came down in the light of. Kingdom came down in the light of. Kingdom came down in the light of love. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. Oh, it's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. Once I closed my eyes, I saw the church on fire. Once I closed my eyes, I saw the church on fire. It was a good thing. Once I closed my eyes, I saw the church on fire. Once I closed my eyes, I saw the church on fire. And the match was in my own hands. Oh, the match was in my own hands. Oh, the match was in my own hands. Oh, oh, the match was in my own hands. Oh, finally, finally, the fire of the bride slightly resembles the fire in a groom's eyes. Finally, the fire of the bride slightly resembles the fire in a groom's eyes. Finally, the fire of the bride slightly resembles the fire in a groom's eyes. Finally, the fire of the bride slightly resembles the fire in a groom's eyes. Have you ever seen the fire in my groom's eyes? Ever seen the fire in my groom's eyes? Ever seen the fire? Just might consume you. Have you ever seen the fire in my groom's eyes? Ever seen the fire in my groom's eyes? Ever seen the fire in my groom's eyes? Just might consume you. Oh, oh. It's a low, it's a low, it's a low. It loves too much. It's a low. It's a love, it loves too much. Oh, it's a love, it's a love. It's a love, it loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. Oh, it's a love that loves me too much. Well, so our generation rise up as one man. By the grace of God, we'll never learn to stand. That way we'll never get up off our knees. A nameless throng, we care little of what men think. Revival came down its insides. Revival's coming down despite us. Revival's yet coming down to light us up. Yeah, yeah. Revival came down its insides. Revival's coming down despite us. Revival's yet coming down to let us out. Revival came down its inside. Revival, it's coming down despite us. Revival's yet coming down to let us out. Oh, it's a low, it's a low. It's a love. right. It's a low, it's a low, it's a low, the lost too much. Oh, yours a low, yours is a low, yours is a low, the lost too much. Yours a low, yours is a low, yours is a low, the lost too loves me too much. Oh, you love me too much. Oh, you love me too least. Glory on you, glory on me. Their glory are the friends of peace. Glory on you, glory on me. Their glory are the one we call mercy. Glory on you, glory on me. Their glory of the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. It's a love, it's a love, it's a love that loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much. It's a love, it's a love. It's a love that loves too much.
Swear I saw your glory coming on the clouds today. Now that was merely the reflection of your bride's face.
Yeah, yeah, it was real cool. At the Lord gave me that song, I heard in the prayer one year, heard, was it Revival is on the tip of my tongue? Heard that in prayer. I was like, well, that's cool. And I heard, like, what I'm about to do in front of your eyes has already been written down in the history books of heaven. And then I was in a church shortly thereafter, just like this old school Methodist church, and I was just like, we were like singing hymns and stuff, I think, but like the spirit just heavy. And I heard the Lord clearly say to me in prayer, the glory of God is stalking you these days. And I was like, it's kind of creepy, but awesome. Yeah, it's good. So it's inevitable. It's inevitable. That's why, oh, it was so tight too. Last year, we were traveling around, we stopped at Eastern Kentucky University. We were hanging out with some friends and praying and things. And the Lord kept me up one morning until like 4 a.m. So I was in there. And he told me to get up out of bed and take my computer into the kitchen. I was like, all right. So I got up and I pulled it out and I was just sitting there. I was like, all right, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And I heard him clearly say, I want you to write a letter to Revival. And I was like, what? This is weird. Because I don't normally hear things really that clearly from the Lord. And so I opened my computer up and I'm like, Dear Revival, so, comma. And I was like, all right, now what, Lord? And for real, he told me what to put, and I just wrote, when you arrive, you will not find me startled. And he told me to date it. And it was cool just realizing, like, one thing I've been trying to come in contact with lately in my own life is, like, why wait, you know? If I'm sure that revival's inevitable and the Lord's really going to move and the Spirit's going to come in such a way as to shake the course of human history, much less American history, then I'm like, why don't I just go ahead and start living in it prematurely, you know? And so that's what I'm trying to do, is like to go ahead and walk in the revival that I've been praying for, you know? It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. The end.